Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Happy Sabbath.
Feliz Sabado. And welcome to those tuning in. One day in the not so distant future, God might ask each and every one of us some questions. There are many questions that he might ask us, but today I would like to concentrate on one question. Are you ready? Here we go. What have you done for me lately? Huh? You might say to yourself, who, me? But God has and owns everything. What have you done for God lately? What could we possibly do for him or give to him? Are we ready for that day? Are we ready to give an answer to that question? There are many parables in the Bible. The parable I would like to use today is found in Matthew 25, 14 through 15, if you would like to turn there. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on his journey. This parable speaks about talents that were given or loaned to certain people of that day. In this case, the talent spoken about is money. Today, I would like to talk about talents and gifts. I would like to show you the differences and similarities of these two words, and then bring it back to God. A talent is defined in the Webster's Dictionary as a form of weight and unit of currency, used especially by the ancient Romans and Greeks. A talent is also considered to be a special ability that allows someone to do something well. Natural talents are those abilities inherited from one's parents and nurtured in the context of one's family. They can be attributed to the natural genetic material existing within all of us, passed down from generation to generation. As I grew up from a child into a young adult and up till now, I've always had this yearning to help people, to come to the aid of those that could not do for themselves, to lend an extra pair of hands, to go and do what no one else might have wanted to do. A couple of my talents are to construct and to repair things. I became a general contractor because it was a career I was interested in, but also because I felt that I could help others with my talents. You want something built? I'll find a way to do that. Is there something broken? I'll find a way to fix that. At work, I strive to do a good job for a good price. At home, I use my talents for various things, such as remodeling our house, which we're in the middle of doing, building a garage, fixing vehicles and appliances with my sons. I use these abilities to help others who might be in need. They might need help with their cars or moving, or have small repairs that they cannot afford to pay for. What are some talents that you may have or possess? Is there a talent that may have been passed down to you and you don't know it yet? Here are some talents that you might recognize: decision making, graphics, drawing, creativity planning, storytelling, accounting, juggling, encouraging systems management, singing, dancing, or even playing an instrument. God has given you talents and is waiting to see how you will use these talents and if you will add to what he has given you. This means if you're talented in an aspect of, let's say, construction, such as electrical, and you work around others that are talented in other aspects of construction, like plumbing or painting, that you might learn more from another trade to gain a new talent or talents to yourself, therefore expanding what you already have. A gift is defined in the Webster's Dictionary as something that is freely or voluntarily given from another person to another without compensation. A gift can also be a natural ability, something that you may have been born with or that comes easily to you. Spiritual gifts come directly from the Spirit of God. That's why they're called gifts. The Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. 1 Corinthians 12:11. Once, when I was a teenager, I was on my way back from the feast in Arizona. I was tired. I had just eaten a big meal while driving a long stretch of the 10 freeway between Arizona and Pasadena. I passed several semi-tractor trailer trucks. After a few minutes, I dozed off. In a split moment in time, I had made an almost fatal error in my young life. I woke up abruptly as I swerved, and I was headed towards the curb on the other side of the freeway. I hit the curb with the car's back tires, which sent me rolling side over side several times down an embankment. There was no way I was going to come out of this alive. All of a sudden, I was stopped by a big tree. The car was damaged, gas was leaking out of the car, but I was still alive. God gave me back my life, even though I was in the wrong. Giving me my life was God's gift to me. It was freely given with nothing asked in return. Unlike God, most of us are not in the situation where we can give someone a life or even save a life like he does for us. However, we can still give gifts to others. What kind of gifts do we have to give to our fellow man? Here are some gifts that you may be able to extend to others. Listening. Worldly possessions, money, flowers, cards, a friendly hand, a gesture, a ride, a visit, or maybe even food, to name a few. Here are gifts given by God and Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit: teaching, giving, leadership, mercy, healing, pastors, deacons, as we were given last week, and serving. Here are gifts that God has given to us. He made us in His own image. He gave us His only begotten Son. Christ, our brother, offered Himself as a sacrifice for us. We were gifted with redemption and the Holy Spirit. Our gifts to our fellow man should likewise resemble what God has given to us in that we give to edify others. Natural talents are imparted at our natural birth. Spiritual gifts are given with our spiritual birth. Who has talents and gifts? We all do. Everyone has some sort of talent or gift. But I believe that spiritual believers have spiritual gifts. The Spirit of God resides in each and every believer, And God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Romans 12:3. And an ability transcending our natural talents. Because the Spirit of God is the source of all spiritual gifts, we shouldn't be surprised that those who have God's Spirit residing in them would have more than natural talent. Continuing in the next 11 verses of Matthew 25, I'll paraphrase, the Lord came back to see what he had done, what had been done with the talents that he loaned out. Like the talents of old, we should not hide our talents and gifts. They have been given to us to use whichever good way we choose. Let us not bury them, as we read in verse 25, but rather expand on what we were given. Let us be good and faithful servants, so that when God returns, we will become one of many in his holy family. There is a tremendous need for men and women to dig deep in life, to encourage the faint-hearted, to strengthen the timid spirits. This is the law of the gift. When we go out of ourselves and give ourselves for the sake of others, laying down one's life for one's friends. I found a quote by Brian Clay. He is an American decathlete. He was a 2008 Summer Olympic champion for the decathlon and was also a world champion in 2005. Here's what he had to say about himself. I was blessed with certain gifts and talents, and God gave them to me to be the best person I can be and to have a positive impact on other people. A talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God.